What's all the buzz about nasal irrigation and Navage? And should I try it? Here's the science. Airborne germs invade through your nose. It's the body's air filter for trapping allergens and viruses. When your nose gets clogged, it's less effective and germs multiply. Eventually, your immune system can get overwhelmed and you get sick. Nasal irrigation is an effective, all-natural way to clean your nose. It's not a drug. It's more like plumbing. Saline goes in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out mucus and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage pulls out the bad stuff so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. At Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and Walmart. Or go to Navage.com for a free gift with purchase. Over 2 million sold. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
A lot of political focus on the governor's race in Virginia, now just 8 days away. Polls indicate former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin are neck and neck.
This Republican primary that Glenn Youngkin won, it was said to pit basically three leading candidates, Trumpy, Trumpier, and Trumpiest. And he was the Trumpy. Talking about Trump, he tries to portray himself as his own guy because he knows Trump is deeply unpopular, obviously, among Democrats in the state and among independents in the state. And you cannot win statewide office in Virginia solely off Republican votes.
ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl. Experts say homeowners could pay more to heat their homes this winter.
Americans already finding higher prices at the grocery store and at the gas station will soon be facing higher prices in their home heating bills as well. Propane prices are expected to jump more than 50% this winter. Natural gas could be at least 30% higher. And heating oil prices could surge nearly 60%, according to a government report. Experts say prices could be far worse if we have a colder than expected winter.
ABC's Mona Kosarabdi. Tesla has pulled its new self-driving software just hours after rolling it out. Some drivers complained the new software gave false crash warnings, among other issues. CEO Elon Musk said issues like this are to be expected. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 82 points. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good morning, Como News. Time 9:04. In for Tom Hutler, I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now, we need to check in on our traffic from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Kiara Jordan.
We have been dealing with a big problem this morning, the closure of the South Park Bridge and the closure of East Marginal between 86th and 14th. This is all due to power poles that came down with our big storm. So this is why we're seeing almost 3 miles of heavy traffic on northbound 99 approaching the First Avenue South Bridge. Northbound 509 is backed up as starting south of Cloverdale into that area. And then we're going to continue with pretty heavy traffic on northbound 99 toward that West Seattle Bridge. We've had a long-term blocking problem in South Center on southbound 405 approaching I-5. That's been creating delays from Talbot. Southbound 405 also with some lighter scattered slowing out of Canyon Park to State Route 522. Northbound 405, a busy morning for you today, starting right at that Valley Freeway with off and on slowing all the way into downtown Bellevue. If you're going from South Center into downtown Bellevue, it's taking you about 40 minutes right now. Southbound I-5, we're still seeing brake lights as you're traveling out of Linwood and through the shoreline area in Seattle. Northbound I-5 has been heavy from mid-Boeing Field to Seneca. Our next Como traffic at 9:14.
Now our Como forecast, more wind possible for today, but it looks like the next several days will moderate quite a bit. We're expecting high temperatures today in the mid-50s, maybe a touch warmer, but for the most part, it's a milder repeat of what we saw yesterday. Thankfully, no massive wind gusts expected for most of the area, but the Washington coast, as usual, is a very different story. Mid-50s again for tomorrow and on Wednesday, but rain throughout this week. Right now in Seattle, it's 53 degrees. Como News Time, 9:06. Well, all that nasty weather we had was because of an intense low pressure system on Sunday that brought damaging winds, knocked out power to more than 100,000 customers, even knocked a tree onto my neighbor's roof. Como's Carlene Johnson reports.
The windstorm Sunday intensified very rapidly with that sudden drop in barometric pressure, thus the term bomb cyclone.
Super strong low pressure system off the coast. It actually set the record for the strongest low pressure system we've ever had.
Dana Felton at the National Weather Service office in Seattle tells me that peak wind gusts yesterday exceeded 50 miles per hour in many areas and passed 60 miles an hour at Everett's Payne Field. Dory Ross woke to the sound of a tree bringing down power lines just outside her home.
It literally exploded. There was sparks everywhere.
A couple was killed on Preston Falls City Road when a tree came crashing down on their vehicle. Now, high winds are expected to continue across western Washington today, gusting to 40 miles an hour in the metro area. Could be interesting for the Seahawks home game, Monday Night Football. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
Puget Sound Energy has restored power to some 120,000 customers since the storm began early Saturday. Melanie Coons with PSE says they still have about 24,000 homes offline.
Especially hard hit areas have been Enumclaw, Graham, Issaquah, Redmond, Sammamish, Skykomish. So that's where we've been concentrating our crews.
And right now, Snohomish PUD has about 2,069 people off. Seattle City Light with close to 12,000 homes and businesses without power. Beginning today, you're going to be required to show proof of vaccine or a recent negative COVID test result to enter certain places in King County. Como's Brian Calvert has more about what you need to know.
According to King County Public Health, the vaccine proof or negative test result is required to go to the gym, the movie theater, any entertainment venue, or dine inside a restaurant. Jack Timmons owns a few eateries in King County.
Told the staff the first week is you iron out your process. So we're asking them to have the conversation with the customers. Tell them this is the law.
He says he expects there will be continued trouble by some.
We had somebody throw a menu at one of the waiters once because we asked them to put their mask back on when they were walking across the restaurant.
But most customers seem ready to comply.
Because the more people we get vaccinated, the more we can get back to normal.
Where you won't need to prove vaccine status, most stores, including grocery stores and offices, unless the individual location has its own requirement. To prove you're vaccinated, just show a photo of your vaccine card. You can also download the Clear app, something you need to do anyway to enter venues like Climate Pledge Arena. Brian Calvert, Como News.
And if you're not fully vaccinated and need to get a COVID test before doing things like attending tonight's Seahawks game, you might want to consider stopping by a Safeway store. In addition to offering vaccines, the chain announced they're offering rapid tests in all local pharmacy locations with results available in about 20 minutes. You will need an appointment for that, though. Seattle mayoral candidate Lorena Gonzalez is facing charges of racism after an ad from her campaign accuses opponent Bruce Harrell of defending sex abusers. We get more from Como's Corwin Hake.
The 30-second ad from the Gonzalez for Mayor campaign says Harrell defended former Seattle Mayor Ed Murray back in 2017 after several men stepped forward to say Murray had sexually abused them in the past. The ad features a woman who says she is a rape survivor.
Bruce Harrell has repeatedly sided with abusers. As a survivor, I could never vote for him.
Response from the Harrell camp? Outrage.
This ad is not just racially insensitive or racially charged. It is racist.
Monisha Harrell is Harrell's campaign manager, also his daughter. She makes much of the fact the woman in the ad is white.
And it's maddening because it calls to mind the centuries of black men that we have lost to violence in the names of white women.
Harrell's campaign wants the ad pulled. In a statement, Gonzalez defends the ad, saying, quote, Bruce Harrell has a troubling history of discrediting survivors of abuse and harassment. She goes on to say, quote, his response to this ad is another example of him denying the facts and discrediting a victim. Corwin Hake, Como News.
We take you to Climate Pledge Arena after we check in with Eric Heintz at the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk for an update on today's sports news.
Quarterbacks will get more attention than usual on Monday Night Football. Geno Smith makes a second start for the Seahawks, and Jameis Winston continues to start in place of the retired Drew Brees, for the New Orleans Saints. Also, former Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck will be inducted into the team's Ring of Honor tonight. Kickoff is 5:15 on ESPN. In NFC West games on Sunday, the Rams beat the Lions 28-19, the Cardinals beat the Texans 31-5, and the Colts beat the 49ers 30-18. The World Series is set. It'll be the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. The Braves closed out the NLCS with a 4-2 win over the LA Dodgers on Saturday, winning the series 4-2. The Astros earlier eliminated the Boston Red Sox. Game 1 of the World Series is tomorrow in Houston. First pitch is 5:09 p.m. Also tomorrow night, the Kraken hosts Montreal. Seattle has lost 4 games in a row, while the Canadiens won their first game of the season on Saturday, beating Detroit 6-1. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. Sports at 10 and 40 minutes past the hour. I'm Eric Heintz, Como News.
More hockey now. Thousands of excited fans packed Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday night for its first ever Seattle Kraken game. And among the crowd, Como's Ryan Harris.
Seattle! We did it!
Kraken CEO Todd Leiwicki welcomes fans and watches his dream come true as more than 17,000 of them came for the home opener. One of those fans was Jared Hager, a Seattleite now living in Portland, wearing a Washington Capitals jersey, but now a Kraken season ticket holder, thrilled to see NHL hockey a little farther south in the Northwest.
I came up for the Kraken! NHL hockey, there's nothing like it! These are the best, most exciting games you can see for your sports dollar. It's all here at the Kraken. I love the action. I love the teamwork. This is a team where you can have a couple of superstars.
Jared is disabled and tells me he's also very pleased with how easy they've made it for him to get into and around the arena. It was quite a show, capped off by defenseman Vince Dunn putting the first home goal in the net with just 3.2 seconds left in the first period. At Climate Pledge Arena, Ryan Harris, Como News.
Military forces have arrested Sudan's acting prime minister, a move described as a coup. These are your world headlines from ABC News.
Murder! Murder! Murder!
In Khartoum, anger. Thousands flooded the streets to protest the apparent takeover. Protesters have been blocking roads and setting tires on fire. The latest developments have come after weeks of rising tensions between Sudan's civilian and military leaders. A failed coup attempt in September fractured the country along old lines. Children as young as 3 will start receiving COVID vaccines in China, where 76% of the population has been fully vaccinated, and authorities are maintaining a zero-tolerance policy toward outbreaks. And Toyota is testing hydrogen combustion engines in race cars as it works toward using the technology in commercial products. Vehicles powered by such engines are different from fuel cell cars that use hydrogen to create electricity. I'm Tom Rivers at the ABC News Foreign Desk in London.
Como News Time 9:14. It's time for a traffic update from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Kiara Jordan.
It is a really heavy commute this morning on northbound 99 as you're trying to reach the First Avenue South Bridge. You've been sitting in about 2.5 miles of solid traffic. And the reason why, well, for the most part, is that the South Park Bridge is unaccessible this morning. We have East Marginal closed between 86th and 14th. This is all due to power poles that came down during our big storm. Northbound 99 is going to continue to find slowing much of the way toward the West Seattle Bridge. Northbound I-5 is busy from mid-Boeing Field, heavy to the Convention Center, then lighter slowing to 520. Southbound I-5, we're seeing off and on slowing out of Linwood through the Shoreline area. Southbound 405 is recovering rather nicely this morning, but northbound 405, we still have work to do from the Valley Freeway into Newcastle, a backup between Coal Creek and downtown Bellevue, and now we're also seeing an odd slowdown as you're pulling away from 520. I don't have anything officially reported as blocked in the area yet. Our next Como traffic app, 924.
Now the Como forecast. Weather's still going to be kind of hazardous in many areas today. Maybe not as bad across the board as yesterday, but still quite windy. And especially on the Washington coast, we expect to see damaging winds. Rain is going to continue through tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, probably Friday too. And all through the week, we're going to stay in the mid and perhaps upper 50s for our daytime high temperatures. Overnight lows also around 50 degrees, so not a lot of variation. 53 right now in Seattle at Como News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Bill O'Neill is at the editor's desk. I'm Taylor Van Sice in today for Tom Hutler. A camera operator told authorities that Alec Baldwin had been careful with weapons on the set of the film Rust before the actor shot and killed a cinematographer with a gun that he was told was safe to use. This is all according to court records that were released yesterday. More from ABC's Amy Robach.
For more, let's bring in Dan Abrams, ABC News chief legal analyst, and film prop master Dutch Merrick. Thank you both for being with us. Dan, I'm going to begin with you because there are obviously a lot of legal questions to sort through, namely, first and foremost, will Alec Baldwin face criminal charges in this?
Right, so let's separate out Alec Baldwin, the actor, versus Alec Baldwin, the producer. In either case, you need negligence. You need something he should have done that he didn't do, or he did something that he shouldn't have done. Based on what we learned from those search warrants, it does seem Alec Baldwin, the actor, didn't do anything, if everything is accurate there, wrong. Meaning someone yells cold gun, meaning there is no, it's not an issue. Secondly, he then acts out the scene exactly as he's supposed to and then pulls the trigger. If that's true, there's not going to be any criminal responsibility for Alec Baldwin, the actor. But Alec Baldwin, the producer, is a separate question. The question becomes, how did this happen on the set? Who was responsible for it? Were there protocol issues that were happening? Did they have knowledge of problems with safety on the set? Those are all issues that are going to have to be asked, because there has been another case in 2015 where a director and a producer and others were charged criminally because of lack of safety protocols while filming a movie.
Let's talk about those protocols right now with Dutch. And Dutch, first of all, is it possible that live ammunition could actually be on set? Walk us through who's responsible for making sure that doesn't happen.
Well, firstly, it's a very somber moment in Hollywood. Everybody, Hollywood is a very tight family nationwide, and this ripples through all of us. There's almost no reason for a live ammunition on a set. And I say almost because it's extremely rare when they use a live ammunition shot. It's very specific. And there's a very thorough chain of events, a chain of command of who handles the firearms. First and foremost is the armorer. They're ultimately responsible for the guns, and they hand the guns directly to the actor. They let them know that they're cold or hot, whether they have blanks in them or not. They would never have it during rehearsal. The ultimate arbiter of safety on a set is the first assistant director. Everything boils down to them. They wear that. And a first assistant director grabbing a gun off a cart is unheard of in Hollywood. This doesn't meet the safety standards that we do every single day in Hollywood. Hundreds of thousands of rounds are shot month in and month out in films, motion pictures, and we do it safely. We've done it for 100 years. There's clearly been a breach. Why there was live actual ammunition on the set? I mean, our minds, the armorer community, we've been talking about this for the last few days, trying to brainstorm, why would this happen? Somebody brought a box of ammo? Was someone doing a gun demonstration on the set out in the desert with live ammo? It's really hard to say. Our job is to create a safe environment for the actors so that they can go home with the trophy. They can play fully when they know it's as real as possible, but ultimately it's safe and nobody's going to get hurt.
Well, Dan, as Dutch explains here, it's inexplicable for a live round, not just to be in the gun, but even to be on set. So you talked about criminal charges, but when you talk about a civil case here, who is now responsible? You talk about Alec Baldwin, the producer, but it's an independent film. Who is ultimately responsible, could be held that type of liable for?
I expect that there will be a civil case, that there will be civil damages awarded in connection with this because of exactly what Dutch just said, which is there is no good explanation for how it ended up there. Someone did something wrong. There was some negligence at the least on that set, and as a result, I expect at the least that there will be a civil case with damages paid out.
Dan and Dutch, thank you both very much.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Thousands of people will now be able to get their booster shot for their initial COVID-19 vaccines at a brand new vaccination hub. Como 4's Suzanne Fawn has that.
This was very, very easy.
Richard Herring just got his Pfizer shot at the new vaccination hub that opened this weekend in downtown Seattle.
I think I was in the building about 6 minutes.
The new vaccine clinic inside the Amazon Meeting Center on 7th Avenue will be open Saturdays and Sundays from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. for the next 8 weekends. Katie Hughes is with Amazon.
We're really excited to have the first day of the Amazon vaccination clinic today. We're looking for anybody who is eligible to receive the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine to go ahead and walk in.
The downtown vaccination clinic is designed to accommodate as many as 4,000 people each weekend.
Como 4's Suzanne Fawn reporting. Como News Time 920. It's time for our Propel Insurance Business Update. Markets responding well today in some cases to the positive employment numbers still from last week. The Dow continues its momentum from last week, up 76 points. The NASDAQ is up by 98. 99 now. The S&P 500 up by 20 points for a gain across the board of about 0.25%. We check your money news at 20 and 50 past each hour, and traffic is next.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club.
This week, win 2 tickets to the Georgetown Haunted Mall.
Park with Star 101.5. Get details on this must-see experience at seattlehaunts.com. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests.